laugh as a helping people. But Tom Fire's talking to these funny people. He's asking what they find in the town stories. Can somebody yell out the name of the show, please? It's my mate,
Water Toaster.
Oh, it's my mate,
Water Toaster.
Yeah, yeah, it's my mate,
Water Toaster.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of My Mate Bought a Toaster Toasted, where today myself, Tom Price, and my wife, Beth Morrie, say hello.
Hello.
Beautifully done. We'll be discussing the issues raised in the Toby Tarrant episode of My Mate Bought a Toaster. First of all, Beth, it must have been a joy for you to hear, finally on a podcast, two quite privileged, bearded, ginger white men shouting at each other. Did you enjoy that?
I did enjoy it a lot. It made me laugh. But I did wonder, have you and Toby Tarrant ever been seen together in a room?
I think there is a chance we're related. He's quite a lot younger than me.
The same person.
But I would say that now Toby Tarrant, Self, and Paul Gorton off of Traitors, which is one of my favourite episodes. If you've not listened to Paul Gorton, of course, he was a traitor on Traitors, no spoilers, a couple of years ago. And he was on the app, and we fell very much in love.
The Three Musketeers.
Yeah, or sort of the Three Ginger Chimps is another way of looking at that. But a lot of issues brought up, and I mean, where do we start? What's the first thing that you think about when you think about
that? Well, the first thing that struck me was I'd seen a couple of clips that you'd filmed with him.
Yes, they've gone out on socials, yes.
So I'd watched that. But when I started listening to the episode, that was when I realised that he sounds like his dad.
Yes.
I didn't appreciate it when I was watching him, I think because he doesn't look particularly like him.
No.
But when you listen, you're right, the intonation is very familiar.
He does do it, unsurprisingly, he does do an excellent impression of Chris Tarrant. And I felt slightly risky for me to do my impression of Chris Tarrant in front of him when I was doing my napping.
I know, but you did go there anyway, didn't you?
I did it anyway.
I got away with it. But he is turning into his dad when you hear him broadcasting on Radio X. Very good show. But we all have those moments, you know, where we hear ourselves saying things that sound like our parents. The thing for Toby is that his parent is a national treasure. Chris Tarrant is a huge name.
Yes.
Absolutely huge.
A national
name.
Treasure who I've worked with.
Chris Tarrant's story coming up. Welcome along to Toasted. Here we go.
Well, I mean, it's not that exciting.
Well, that's not the best advert for it.
I designed the first ever quiz show that Chris Tarrant presented after Millionaire.
That goes to the top of your Wikipedia, doesn't it?
Yes.
I remember this. I remember how long this took to get made. I remember the hours. And not even hours, months and months of agonising over this.
Just endless PowerPoint presentations.
Yeah.
Listeners, I'm sure you'll remember The Great Pretender on ITV.
Anyone remember that?
Monster hit.
Give us the journey from taking The Great Pretender to Idea in Your Head to Chris Tarrant. Was it called Tarrant's The Great Pretender?
No, it wasn't.
So how does that work there? So take us through the agony of making Tarrant a TV show.
Well, like every development project, it just takes years and countless rejections to get on air. But the other thing that annoys me about that show is that when I pitched it, the reason I pitched it was Mafia. And we'd been playing Mafia with our friends. And I thought, oh, this would make
Mafia,
a really...
Which is also, Mafia is
Well,
also,
Mafia is Traitors.
Traitors.
And... this is 25 years ago. Sorry. It's a long time ago. And I pitched it to my bosses. I said, I want to do Mafia as a game show. And they said, nobody wants to see people sitting around talking. Mm. Maybe they didn't 25 years ago.
Yeah. Have they seen any of our social media feeds recently?
Yeah. So I turned it into a quiz show where the idea was that you didn't keep count of the score. You just watched the quiz played out. And then at the end, the winner was secretly told they'd won.
How were they told? Earpiece? No.
Oh, I can't remember. It's a long time ago. They were secretly told that they'd won. And then the idea was that they had to hide the fact they'd won from the rest of the contestants.
God, it really was. Beth, I'm afraid to say, ahead of its time.
I know. But the trouble was, because there were so many fingers in the pies, it was a little bit overcomplicated.
Hang on, are you saying that TV development people overcomplicate things? No, I don't.
Quizzle sticks.
Speaking as someone currently going through the ringer with a certain format, which you listeners know and love very well with TV development,
yes.
I can tell you, it's excruciating.
It's not the most stress-free experience. No. Anyway, we got it on air.
To get on telly, yeah.
Yeah, we got it on air and it didn't do that well, so.
Is that really? Well, so at the beginning, when he said, I've got my Chris Tarrant story.
Yeah, I bet he remembers me really fondly.
But obviously you wouldn't say anything else, but I know for a fact his reputation is delightful. He's a really
popular guy. Fine. He was a total pro.
Bringing it back to Toby Tarrant, I must stress this episode is about, again, Toby's reputation. Lovely guy, like really,
he's really,
really
funny as well. He's really quick.
Well, he's at Edinburgh right now. Go, if you're going to Edinburgh this year, or if you've got friends going to Edinburgh, tell them to go and see Toby Tarrant at the Gilded Saloon, mainly because the chances are he'll do an impression of Chris Tarrant.
Well, also, it gave me the horn for Edinburgh. And yeah,
I'm glad Edinburgh was the end of that sentence.
Because I was just like, the Gilded Balloon, and we could go and see a show. 5 p.m., he said his show
great
was.
Great time.
And that is he's right, that's great a great time.
Yeah. Also, Edinburgh is currently 21 degrees. If anyone else is sick of this heat, I said to you, didn't I, on the dog walk this morning?
Yeah.
This has been the worst summer of my life. I hate this weather with a passion. In June, do you remember in June when it was cold, it was weirdly cold and rainy, and I was like skipping to work every day? I loved it. It has been hell.
Let's all go to Edinburgh and see Toby Tarrant's show.
21 degrees. Let's go and watch Toby's show. Gilded Saloon. Go and watch it. Make sure you do. It's absolutely brilliant. The turning into your parents thing as well. I mean, it's pretty well trodden territory. Is there a phrase that you, because your dad is a particularly Alan Bennett-esque character, isn't
he? Yeah, no, and I'm turning into him. But then I say things that my mum says.
What like? Well, I tell you what you do. You do sort of stare up from Facebook quite a lot. And
yeah, I squint at the TV in the same way.
That drives me mad. Why do you have to squint?
I don't know. It's a mannerism.
My problem is, it is, what's it called when you swear using a deity? Jesus Christing, basically. What's it called?
Taking the Lord's name in vain.
There's another. Anyway, sacrilegious shouting is something I do a lot of, which Sally Price, my mum, is a.
True, true.
Yeah, for a lot of people, friends of mine who grew up coming to my house all the time, the one word they'd associate with my mum is Christ, because she would scream it all the time.
But have you noticed our son does the same?
He doesn't take the Lord's name in vain. He says Crite.
Yeah, but sometimes he just goes the extra mile.
Mm. I heard my niece, and we will get back to the format soon, my niece Audrey, said she's 24 years old. She said the S-bomb sitting in my car yesterday.
Were you shocked?
I was actually. Yeah. She said the S-bomb. Turning into your parents, what are the indications that you turn into your parents? Is it the C-bomb? Is it, for you, Beth, squinting at the TV, but also the defining phrase when I think of your parents is your dad telling a long story about his friend, let's not name him, who had thrown a fabulous party. And your dad described at length the things that this guy had done for the party. He was having this room and he had got these caterers and all these people. And the end of the story, and this really sums up your dad and you impeccably, he just went, not that I went. And not that went. Is everything.
Not for the likes of us.
Not for the likes of us. Not that I went. I absolutely love that. And that has now become a verb, not that I wenting. So anyway, Chris, Toby Tarrant turning into Chris Tarrant. Let us know what point you know you are turning into your parents. Drop us a text or an email, I should say. tom@toastpod.com. I went into radio mode there. We say text on the radio, not on the podcast. We've had some good emails as well. Thank you very much for all your emails. In terms of turning into your parents, this is from Martin in Exeter. Hello, Tom. Hello, Beth. Listening to Toby slowly realise he's turning into Chris Tarrant made me laugh because I had exactly the same revelation recently. But Martin, you're turning into Chris Tarrant. That's unbelievable. I was halfway through saying we don't need to put the big light on before I realised I'd become my father. Since then, I've started commenting on the weather before leaving the house. Yes.
Yes.
Obsessed. Expecting fences whilst walking the dog and making involuntary noises every time I stand up from the sofa. It's happened.
I never want to put the big light on.
No.
The big light shouldn't exist.
Well, I would say this, and this does bring us back to the format. If there's ever a place to go and buy ridiculous lights, Amazon, the proliferation of stupid lighting on Amazon, it is unbelievable the crap you can buy. The fairy lights.
I've bought so many fairy lights and solar fairy lights on Amazon.
Yes.
Endless.
Blackpool Illuminations downstairs. Blackpool Illuminations. Or an undergraduate's bedroom, as I remember, not that I've recently been in any.
That's my aesthetic.
Bedroom. Yes, it really is. Okay, so the big topic for today, which, I mean, do we just charge into it now or do we save it till after the ads? Because this is huge.
Okay, let's go.
The T-shirt folding device, right? The T-shirt folder, the best $14.99 that Toby Tarrant has ever spent. And let me tell you something, listener, in 130 plus episodes of doing this, it's very rare for me to actually be so motivated that I buy something based on one of my guests. Right? I have bought, and I'm unfolding it now, the Box Legend T-shirt folder. Beth Murray, I'm getting from your vibes, you've got strong not that I went vibes about this. Take us through your feelings.
So I would describe this as a dick pic. Yes, P-I-C-K. This is a thing.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah, okay, good.
This is a thing that only a man would buy and only a man would appreciate. A woman would just fold the T-shirts. And it's so long-winded.
Can I just say, we might have my new favourite category, the dick pic, P-I-C-K. We've had dick lit. We've done a lot of that. And by the way, if you're looking for some good dick lit at the moment, Charles Cumming's new book, Icarus 17. Oh, that's all I want to say to you, my friend. The dick pic. So I've actually, you sort of undermined it now because I've got it out and I want to use it on the show.
But I mean, like, I could just go alongside you and fold a T-shirt in exactly the same way without that.
Okay, here we go. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to get my T-shirt set up. This is also a really clever way. I'm going to give you one of my T-shirts. This is just a clever way of me making you
fold your T-shirts.
I'm going to use the... Hang on, don't start yet. Whoa. I'm going to use the Box Legend T-shirt folder. You're going to just use your hands, old-fashioned. Whoa.
I'm not starting.
Okay.
I need some space.
Right, I am now going to start now. Go. So taking my time here. That goes there. One. Oh, you absolutely. Yeah, and I think you'll find in. Yeah, you finished it exactly the same time as me. Okay. Look how much better mine is. Look, that just. So your one, thank you for folding it and I appreciate you.
You've just unfolded it. That's why it's not better.
What do you mean?
You've unfolded my folding.
I've taken it from you. So yours is quite a big space. Mine went here.
Well, I could have done it smaller if you wanted it smaller. Listen, I went for flat.
I'm going to put an affiliate link on the episode. And every time someone buys a Box Legend T-shirt folder, I'll earn about 80p.
Wow. Big bucks.
Well, you say wow. I'll be taking you for one times rosé drink.
I'd be up for that.
So, Beth, what do you think of the Box Legend T-shirt folder?
I mean, I think it's a really reasonable purchase. It could be very useful.
Thank you. Yeah, it's very easy to do. Look, I'm going to redo the shirt that Beth did because she didn't do it very well. So, because you really do need one of these in your life.
It reminds me of the banana carrier. You know those banana boxes that you can get?
Yes.
The plastic things that in the shape, and they're yellow and they're in the shape of a banana.
Yes.
Unnecessary plastic. That's what it looks like to me.
I mean, you say that. Look at that. I'm sorry, I've got to say, I've refolded the shirt that you did, and I think that's better from the t-shirt folder. I do. It's a bit more, the size of it's nicer. Look as well, when you've done two with the t-shirt folder, they fit much, they slot in much better. You need to get, if you want to get a glass of rosé out of this, you need to get into this product a lot more.
I do want my glass of rosé.
Talking of the banana holder, which is a giant plastic banana, you're absolutely right. I had a banana in my bag the other day and I forgot about it and the stench.
Should have had a banana holder.
Right?
They're so awful and pointless.
I know. Pointless plastic is really annoying. Anyway, you should get yourself a t-shirt folder. There is an affiliate link and I have to tell you, we get commission if you use it. But it is absolutely, I honestly believe this. I really think this might be the best product.
If you're a man.
Dave in Sheffield, weirdly another man. Strange, isn't it? Morning, Tom and Beth. I nearly drove off the road listening to Toby talking about the T-shirt folder. I've owned one for about 3 years and have kept it a complete secret because I was worried people would think I'd lost the plot.
Yes.
David, no. I have now folded every single T-shirt in my wardrobe into identical little squares. And that's what you're seeing there. The squares fit perfectly. Wondering how many listeners we're losing during this bit. I've now folded every single... I can honestly tell you, it's changed my life. My wife laughed when I bought it. She isn't laughing now because she's left me. The only downside is I've become unbearable. Every time anyone comes around, I ask if they'd like to see how quickly I can fold a hoodie. I never thought about doing it with a hoodie.
A hoodie. I suggest that he uses the time he's saved to take his wife out for a nice glass of rosé.
Well, that could be happening to you if you just get on board with the T-shirt folding train. I think it's really good. I think you know, it's very quick. I think people who sell t-shirts at concerts use them. I think that's where they originate from.
Mm.
I think it's I think you might call them industry standard. So,
well, it's called a box legend.
Would you not, surely, because you do end up often folding my t-shirts, which is completely a terrible step backwards for the female species. So surely you'd be happier now knowing that, well, he's got a stupid gadget, so I'm not going to fold a t-shirt. So that's one less stupid job.
Yeah, if that works, but I think this will be flash in the pan. You'll get bored of it and then you'll just leave it lying around.
Well, Dave in Sheffield got one 3 years ago and it's changed his life. So if we can all be a bit more Dave in Sheffield. Anyway, there's a link in the episode description. Here comes some more products, and then we'll be back in a moment to talk about other elements of the Toby Tarrant episode of My Mate Bought a Toaster, including headphones and poor financial management. It really is a must listen. See you in a moment.
We like to listen to Toast, and we're not the kind who would boast, and even in spite of the host, we still like to listen to Toast. La 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 la.
Hello, welcome back to My Mate Bought a Toaster Toasted. So various other things that came up during the show. The butter dish. How do you feel about the butter dish?
Oh, I was really intrigued by that. Yeah. So he was saying that.
So I'm just folding up my.
If you put the butter in the butter dish.
Yeah. Ah, it doesn't. Hang on. Sorry, I'm listening
to you.
He's
clapping with his box legend.
It applauds itself. That's how good the t-shirt folder is. Affiliate link available.
He said if you put the butter in the butter dish, it doesn't matter what the temperature is, it will always be the same inside the butter dish.
Like a sort of underground cellar of butter.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I bought that. That sounded reasonable.
Also, is this now just exposing some sort of awful middle-class Le Creuset bubble that I live in? But everyone who's got a butter dish seems to have the same one. You know the one that
Le Creuset. Or a knockoff of the Le Creuset.
Yeah.
We haven't got a butter dish.
No. You don't like having the butter out because it attracts flies.
Got a butter dish, you've either got frozen butter in the fridge or just a gooey mess outside.
So, can I talk to you about spreadable butter very quickly?
Okay.
Our friend, who's going to remain nameless.
Oh, right, yeah.
They used to work, I'm trying to keep it completely anonymous, in advertising. They might have been a guest on an episode. And they saw spreadable butter being made and they never ate spreadable butter again.
What did they put in it?
Because it's essentially, I believe, and I may get a lot of facts wrong here, so check all your facts, like an oil. It's just oil, obviously, so it's black. It's just like a black oil. Then they add loads of colouring into it. Well, yeah, obviously it's not. It's absolutely fine. But they add loads of colouring in it to make it look like butter.
Well, that's like the old-fashioned margarine. There's a bit in, I think, Matilda by Roald Dahl.
Thanks for reminding us who wrote Matilda. Good to appreciate that.
Matilda sees Miss Honey in her house and she puts margarine on the bread and Matilda's like, oh my God, you're really poor.
Yeah.
And it was because in sort of days gone by, margarine was just, you know, innards.
Foodstuffs that have had a sort of class rebrand.
Yeah. Margarine's better now, I think.
Parsnips.
Why?
Cow food in France.
Really?
Not really a class thing.
No.
Yeah, but we love it. I mean, God, I love a parsnip.
Oh, a buttered, honeyed parsnip. Lovely.
Buttered, not using marge.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So we don't have a butter dish because all the flies gather around. Can we talk about flies, actually? Because just before we recorded this, Beth, you were quite excited about it, deployed a new device to deal with the flies. Because obviously it's so hot at the moment. There's loads of fruit flies around our compost bin. Take me through your processes, please.
Well, you know I love to talk about insects.
God, it'll be wigs in a minute.
Yeah. So this happens the same time every year. Round about this time of year, the fruit flies go mad and they just sort of congregate around your compost bin. Mm. But fruit flies are worse this year because the wasp population has been decimated. It was something to do. We had a warm spring and then there was some sort of frost and they think it killed off a lot of the queens. So
secretly...
I'm scared of wasps.
You have had therapy about your wasps.
Yeah. I recognise that ecologically this isn't good. So the wasp population has been decimated, and because of the hot summer, the wasps are smaller. They haven't grown in the way that they should. Yeah. So there are very few wasps and small wasps, and as a result, the fly population generally has absolutely gone mad.
So many flies. I was playing
flies everywhere.
Can I,
So it's much worse this year because wasps are a predator of these creatures. So that's why we've got more flies.
The fruit flies specifically as
No, any flies.
Right, okay.
Because wasps eat everything. Wasps eat everything. And they've done like little... what do you call it? Where you cut open little autopsies of wasps.
Oh.
And they found inside them everything.
Oh.
They'll just eat anything.
Like a tiny version of that scene in Jaws when they find a car number plate. But instead they find fruit
flies.
Yeah,
they're finding all sorts of stuff. So they eat all sorts of things.
Who autopsies a wasp? Have you ever met anyone who autopsies a wasp? Tomatoasterpod.com.
Well, no, they do it for studies because they're worried about the wasps. And you're supposed to do a study now where you put some ham and some jam out.
Ham and jam.
You see which the wasps go for.
Right.
And whichever food they go for gives you an indication of what stage of their life cycle they're at.
Oh.
And then you report it and they will find that very useful.
Because is it not the case that the wasps get into their sugar, which is why they get grouchy towards
at the end. So if they're going for the ham, they're still in the worker stage.
Protein.
And if they're going for the jam, they're in the sort of I'm getting drunk and having a fight phase.
And in that, can we not see a lesson from nature as to what protein versus sugar does to us?
Have ham.
Go ham, not jam.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's very, it's very
simple. So that's the situation. And I was getting upset because we have so many fruit flies.
And it is the case. And also, oh God, for those who are compost binners, we've talked about this on the show before. Vittorio Angeloni talked about the benefits of when you've got a used compost bin, keeping it in the freezer before bin day.
Yeah, but you have to have a massive freezer to do
that. You do, but it is such good advice because something terrible happened with a compost bin near us recently, and it was
really gross.
So disgusting. And we all must do compost bins, and we must think about how much food we're wasting. It's such a huge problem. But the compost bin at the moment in ours is teeming with flies.
Oh, it's really bad. So I'd bought the Super Ninja Fungus Gnat Killer.
Super Ninja, hang on, there's going to be a link for this. Super Ninja what? Sorry, Ninja?
Fungus Gnat Killer. Fungus gnats are slightly different from fruit flies.
Oh, God.
They live in your soil in plants. And so I'd had a problem with that as well. Like I say, I'm obsessed with insects.
Yeah.
And I figured that fungus gnats are similar enough to fruit flies that they might kill it as well. They're like sticky traps.
Yeah, okay.
And I've put them all over the kitchen.
And
now I just
daisies.
Stand there waiting for fruit flies to die in front of me.
And you say when I go fishing with my son that that's a waste of time. You're literally doing the same thing.
I know.
You're flying instead of fishing.
Mm-hmm.
You're just waiting for them to die. Well, listen, is it a good product? Can you recommend it? Yes, obviously.
Well,
it was all right for
the fungus gnats.
Okay.
The fruit flies, the jury's out, but I'll keep you posted.
Okay, if you've got a fungus gnat problem, then click on the affiliate link. Also, if you know anyone who's ever autopsied a wasp, do get in touch. Talking of autopsies, and I guess this was a life autopsy going through all the stuff that Toby's been buying on Amazon. The other thing that really... actually, there's two things that came up. But before we get onto the headphones, I do want to talk about the spoon.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
Yes.
It's a big rubbery spoon.
Yeah.
But it does do the thing of getting into the bits of your jars.
I liked his enthusiasm for it. Really appreciated
it. I liked his enthusiasm for absolutely everything.
Yeah. It's a classic Amazon purchase.
Yes, it is. And it's a big pile of rubber that you jam into a jar. You know... the product for me that will be a game changer for?
Peanut butter.
Yeah, I'm a peanut. I haven't been on the old PB as much recently. Nutella.
Oh, yeah.
I have got, which is why we can't really have it in the house because...
You can't control
like
yourself.
Like a smack addict. I just, my whole personality changes and it's all I can think about. And I've been close to leaving you when you've put Nutella in the fridge before. That has been a
I'm sorry about that.
Really dark day. But for Nutella...
Yeah. Well, he said the spoon paid for itself in terms of...
I love that logic. But also, this is a man who had a mobile phone active for 2 years on his direct debits.
Yeah.
This is not a man who thinks in that'll pay for itself.
But he does. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so the spoon affiliate link. Let's put it on there. Let us know. Oh, we don't have one. I don't have one. But
no, I don't really want one myself, but I really appreciated his glee. In the spoon.
Yeah, he did love it. He got very serious about those things. It was an excellent, excellent recommendation. Let's talk about his poor financial management. I quite recently was on my Lloyd's app, and there's a very easy way now of going through all your subscriptions and all your direct debits. And I did it and discovered there were two things that I've been paying for a while that I don't.
Oh, right. What were they?
Oh, really dull. One was an accounting software thing that I don't use.
Yeah.
And the other was audio editing. I mean, this is really, really dull. But I had used them for about 3 or 4 months without wanting them. And I got rid of them. And that's probably saved me about £40 a month.
I sort of don't look at mine because I won't recognise what any of them are. And then I'll get worked up and think that somebody is fleecing me. And then it'll turn out they're not.
Well, Toby had that. Toby thought someone was
fleeced. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He thought he was being fleeced by a legend who'd been to all the same pubs as him.
Yeah, and it was him.
So stupid. It really made me laugh. We've all had that though, right? Especially if you're self-employed and you have to go through your bank statements in tremendous detail and you discover things and go, there's no that
way.
Date... Nowhere near, and then you're, oh, yeah, no, I bought
And I've some. Been on the phone to the bank before where they've explained a bit more, and I've realised what it is, and I've realised it's me. And then I have to sort of backtrack.
Okay, but they must.
Yeah, never mind.
Those guys in the call centre must be trained up for the moment when stupid idiots like us go, oh, sorry, no, I bought a hat on the way back from, yeah, I was quite drunk. No, don't worry about it. They must know when they back away. I would like to share with the listener one of the most insane things about you, your inability to use a banking app. Makes me
I use them now.
Hang on. When you log on to your... Are you with Barclays or Nationwide or something like that?
I'd rather keep that private, thank you.
You end up going into a drawer and getting those little calculators out. And
I don't do that anymore.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
I now am on the apps.
As of when? You're on the apps. Please don't go on the apps. That's terrible news for us. Hang on. As of when?
As of when I lost my card and I had that complete nervy bee over
yeah,
it.
You did, yeah.
Then I had to set myself up. And there was a really nice man in the bank who set it up for me.
Yeah.
And it was miraculous.
So you're now using Face ID.
I'm in banking. The future now.
How is it?
It's really good.
Do you now understand why I, for the last 15 years, how long I've been on the apps with banking, I've been saying you should get the app sorted out.
I know.
Does anyone else either still have A, a checkbook, or B, one
Your
of those
mother.
Little card readers? Oh my God. The only person who does checks in the entire UK is Sally Price.
And asks you what your name is before she writes you a check.
She did once ask me how to spell my name. That is a completely true story. And then finally, apart from Toby's poor financial management, a few things, actually, we can rattle through a few of them. We've talked about toilet plungers on this show before. We don't need to go into that again. His radio nerd stuff was lovely. The Toby Anstis flapjack story.
Oh, yeah,
classic.
The AirPods, he's right. AirPods are crap.
Let's talk about headphones.
AirPods battery life are terrible.
Why are AirPods crap?
The battery life, absolutely abysmal.
That's just not true.
Mine were.
Well, that you must do you have off-brand ones?
Or no, they were proper AirPods, and the battery was terrible.
I
was like going on a run, and by the end of the run, they'd start fully charged, and then they'd be out by the time.
I feel like there's something you're doing wrong there, because I've never had a problem with.
No, so then I bought some real cheapo ones. Yeah. Oh, also, AirPods fall out my ears because my ears are a weird shape.
Yeah.
My ears are completely round, not ear shaped, and they just fall out.
True, yeah.
And so I bought some £20-ish ones that sort of go round your ear and sit on it. Yeah. And they're so cheap and they're absolutely fine.
Do you use, have you seen the bone conduction things?
Oh, that's, yeah, I think that's a bit weird.
Yeah, it's not actually, it doesn't turn
Freaks
your,
me out.
It doesn't turn your bone, your head bone into like a bass woofer.
I feel
woofer
a bit tinfoil hat about that.
Yeah, no, you don't have to worry about that. It's basically just a tiny, tiny, tiny speaker. It's a headphone that just sits very close to your ear. They're really good. And the ones I've got, things like headphones and cameras, because they've been used massively by Apple and stuff, the cheap versions are now really good. You can now buy, which is something I'm thinking about doing, you can now go and buy a camera that's unbelievable, because camera technology has just come on leaps and bounds because of phones, for like £80. And it's as good as a camera you get on an iPhone.
Yeah.
And you can do the same with headphones as well. So hang on. So what you're saying is Apple specifically are rubbish AirPods.
Certainly mine were. And I just don't believe you need to spend that amount of money. And like he says, you're losing them all the time anyway, aren't you? So
Yeah, he is. He really does buy a lot of headphones. And that's one thing we can all walk away knowing about Toby Tarrant. It's what this podcast offers. You will always know by the end of the episode something really that you didn't need to know. For example, you now know my wife has very round ears.
Mm.
And you do not know who she banks with, which is important to keep her banking.
No, important privacy detail.
Anonymity. All right, that's the end of another episode of Toasted. Thanks very much
for listening. Can I mention one more thing?
Of course.
It's a good fact.
Go on.
You were talking about King Charles in, I might add, a very disrespectful way. Finger up the bum.
Oh, our King Charles. King Charles III. Sorry, I thought you might... Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on.
Which other King Charles is there?
When you say King Charles, I instantly think of Charles I. Because he's one.
The real king.
Well, if I say I'm talking... You've been talking about Jaws, I'd go, well, you're talking about the first film. If you say you're talking about Jaws 2, you know, Charles
the
III... Thank you. Exactly.
No, Charles I'm talking III about our current king.
Yes.
And you were talking about, you know, there's somebody who's had his finger up King Charles's bum, which was quite a sort of weird image.
Yeah, if I'm honest, I wouldn't say that on BBC.
No. But it reminded me, as these things do, of a time in television when we were... What we used to do when we were brainstorming is find random facts and then work out how we could do a show around them.
Yeah.
And we never got the show, as you'll see why. Somebody came up with this fact that there were more men who'd walked on the moon than people who'd felt the Queen's breasts.
Wow, that is so... What an odd...
I know. And it was like an actual fact. They'd got a source for this. And we devoted a whole brainstorm to talking about how many
boobs.
People and who were they who'd felt the Queen's breasts and what could we do with that as an idea.
The Queen's breasts is one of the most... First of all, it's a terrible pub. Secondly, it's a really upsetting phrase.
I know.
But then again...
But that's what we did.
What other word... You can't say the Queen's tits.
No.
You can't say the Queen's boobs. No, you've got to say the
Queen's
breasts.
Bosom would be better.
Bosom.
The Queen's bosom.
Oh, my God, bosom. At what age do you get a bosom? Is it sort of 60 plus it's a bosom? 70 plus it's a bosom?
One.
That's what
the
would
Queen's
occupy
bosom.
Me.
There are fewer men who walked on the moon than there are people who fondled the Queen's bosom.
Wow. Okay. And how far did the show get commissioned? Or
strangely not.
No, God, it's weird, isn't it?
It was even less successful than The Great Pretender.
That would do very well on YouTube now, of course. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks very much for listening and absorbing all of those incredible facts. And we'll be back in a couple of weeks. I'm not sure what next week's episode is. I haven't worked it out yet. But there's loads of good ones coming up. Kevin Eldon, the comedy actor. Kevin Eldon's on the way. That's very good. Chesney Hawkes is coming up very soon. That's brilliant. And all sorts. There's loads of stuff on the way. So thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed, make sure you do. And if you get a sec, head over to your nearest Spotify or wherever and give us a nice review, please, because we need them. Thank you very much indeed. Goodbye, Beth. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It's my mate. Woo!